It's been a competitive year, and you see these guys racing in different winters, and that's what it's all about. NASCAR's got a great competition level, and we see different winners, whether it's Ford, Pontiac, or Chevrolet, and you know, it's great to be able to race that way and feel like you got a shot at winning no matter what you're driving and no matter what kind of driver you are. And different racetracks suit you a little better than the others. And we go to different tracks, road courses, 1 mile tracks and half mile tracks and 2 miles and a mile and a half. So it's a great racing over the country. We've got an opportunity to win races all year long. And fortunately, we won two this year now. And you got a shot at maybe, you know, working toward a championship. Bobby Labonte has been awful strong. He's been real consistent. Got a great race team with Joe Gibbs and the guys, and it's going to be tough to beat him. But, you know, we closed in 48 points on Sunday. If we just keep notching a little bit, maybe we'll get close enough to race him in the last race.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you, is the type of strategy you have to take in order to overhaul him. I mean, you certainly know the team. You know the car that he's got. You know your team. You know your car. Do you strategize what you'll do over the remaining races on the circuit?
Well, like I said, we just got to keep gaining some points on him. If we can get, you know, within 80 or 100 points going into that last race, that'll put a lot of pressure on them, that they know they can't make a mistake. And sometimes that's when it happens. So if we can get close and race them and have that opportunity to try to win, and maybe we can pull it off. You know, it'd be great to get that eighth championship. But, again, Bobby's run great all year long, and he's had some great luck, but he's